Call 1-855-GET-COOL.
The weather is brought to you by MyFWC.com. Life jackets save lives. We're in Florida. Today will be rather cloudy with a shower around this morning, then some rain at times this afternoon and tonight. Our high today, 76 to 80. Tonight's low, 66 to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and turning warmer, high 79 to 83. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, warm and humid, the high 83 to 87. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
This report brought to you by Leaders Casual Furniture.
Most big box store customers have to replace their patio furniture after just a few years. But you don't have to, because you bought high-quality outdoor furniture at Leaders Casual Furniture. 18 locations. Find one at leadersfurniture.com.
This is the Schnitt Show.
I've been doing radio since I was 16 years old. Fell in love with this medium, the age of, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old. Glued to the radio ever since. Knew that's what I wanted to do. I mean, that'd be a great way to check out, is on the air live, right?
This is the Schnitt Show.
Check out Todd Schnitt before he checks out. Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on AM 1580 WCCF.
WCCF, News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show in which you're invited to participate. If you have a question or comment along the way, please call us at 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now, here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, who's clapping? Anyways, I am so excited today. I have four wonderful guests. How lucky are we all to have such wonderful community leaders taking their time out to talk about women, empowering women. I'm going to talk about who is each of our guests today. Excuse me. So today we have Judy Wilson, who is the retired director of the Charlotte Technical Center and a SANTA member for 18 years. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we have Linda Lusk, who is the Chief Advancement Officer of CARE. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you. And we have Dr. David Wilson, retired dentist after 40 years of practice in Port Charlotte, and a community leader also, and a SANTA member.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. And we have Terry Hart, co-founder of the program Girls on the Run. It's a prevention program in Charlotte County and volunteer leader. And she's employed at Patrice Weston State Farm Insurance Agency. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we have a great program. So I want everyone to listen, because everything we talk about today is going to affect your health. We know here we are emphasizing not just your physical, but also your mental and spiritual health. And we have this group of wonderful people. They're going to talk about what they do for the community and empowering women. So, Judy, why don't you start us off? Because Judy is representing SANTA, who has this incredible program that's Just Say No. Tell us, Judy, what is that?
Well, thank you so much. Today is a timely day, because on November 25, the Monday after Thanksgiving, internationally, where Zonchans are going to be saying no to gender violence, violence against women and girls. Wonderful. Internationally, nationally, locally. And the whole impetus of this is to make our community aware of domestic violence issues, of prevention activities. And this, of course, is the mission of SANTA. It is an organization of women and men that promote the status of women worldwide. Everything, their health, their education, political activism, and all areas to just improve the lives of women around the world and locally.
That is wonderful. So this campaign is starting. And I know that your husband, who is here, Dr. Wilson, David Wilson, is he the first male Santa member of your group?
I believe so.
That's wonderful. That is really great. Oh, boy, you must be. As everybody knows, I'm a romanticist, and it's so beautiful to see a couple that are together, that work together to promote their community. How beautiful is that?
Thank you.
Anyways, so Dr. Wilson, you're going to talk about human trafficking. You want to talk to us about that? What is that?
Human trafficking is when a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, in which a person induced is to perform such an act is younger than 18, or it's the recruitment, harboring, or transportation, or obtaining a person for labor or services through use of force, fraud, or coercion. And there's servitude, peonage, and debt bondage of slavery. It's a modern-day slavery. What it is, it's forced labor, sex trafficking, domestic servitude, and all three types happen in our community right here.
Unfortunately, and we're going to expound upon this, but I want everyone to talk about first what they represent. Unfortunately, we know that occurs not only in our community but in our nation. And we have Linda Lusk. As we said, she's the Chief Advancement Officer of CARE. Linda, tell us, what is CARE?
Well, CARE is the Center for Abuse and Rape Emergencies, and we have been in Charlotte County for over 30 years now. It is a victim services center. We help victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and all violent crimes. And we're also working in the local middle schools and ninth grade to do prevention education, self-respect, healthy relationships, and an anti-bullying message.
I think, I know earlier you told me the history of CARE. I think it's fascinating the way it started. Could you tell us that again?
I sure can. Over 30 years ago, we had a very forward-thinking gentleman, Detective Bill Riley, who was working in law enforcement locally. And he had a case where a young teenage girl was raped. And he was looking for assistance for her and looking for people who could help her. When he went to her family, they basically said she had violated her curfew, hadn't followed the rules, she deserved what she got, and he was pretty appalled by that. So he spoke to some women in the community who he knew were community leaders, Jane Brenner being one, and the Zonta Club being another group of women, and they started the first facility, which was the Rape Crisis Center, answering the calls through an answering service in their homes for victims of sexual assault and rape. And as that got to be somewhat well known, then calls started coming in regarding domestic violence. And so our mission expanded from Rape Crisis Center to the Center for Abuse and Rape Emergencies.
But you said you also take care and work with victims of all crimes.
Yes, we're full service victims. So the Victim of Crime Act does allow for individuals who are convicted who pay fines. There is a pool of money out there to provide benefits for victims of murders, of DUIs, of home invasions, whether some family might need help for funeral expenses, mental health counseling after a tragedy, anything of that nature. We have advocates working in law enforcement locations in our Charlotte County area, as well as the state attorney's office, who can help individuals who need that assistance.
Well, that's incredible. And we're going to talk more about that. Remember, the lines are open if you want to call us at 206-1580. If you have any questions from our guests, please call. This is a great, fascinating group of people that we have today, and I want to make them available to your questions. So we also have Terry Hart. Terry, Girls on the Run prevention program. What age?
Girls on the Run is a prevention and empowerment program for young ladies 3rd through 8th grade. We currently operate as an after-school program in elementary schools and in the middle schools locally.
Wow, that's great. But you told me that they are trying. It's like a couple of week course, and then at the end?
Well, the way the program works is we are not a running program or a running group. The name would lead you to think that that's what it's about. It's really not about running at all. Running is just the vehicle that we use to help young ladies realize their potential and empower themselves through feeling accomplishment. Basically, the way the program works is we have two sessions each school year. We have a fall session and a spring session. We're just ending our fall session this year. And we meet after school twice a week with young ladies, and we have lessons. And we have lessons that we teach them, and we play games, and we use running games as a way, activity-wise, to teach them lessons. And we try to teach them to be intentional with the choices they make, realize that they do have power to make choices. And we also try to help them kind of break out of that girl box. You know, we tell our young ladies that you can do anything, you can be anything, and what makes you beautiful is what comes from inside. Yet all the while, they're bombarded by what they see on TV,
right?
The magazines, even, you know, music that they listen to, songs on the radio, and videos that they see, which kind of go against what we're trying to teach them. So Girls on the Run uses running as a way to teach these lessons. At the end of the program, they actually participate and complete a 5K. And
wow.
It's timing's perfect because actually we're ending our fall program. And tomorrow, the Girls on the Run young ladies, we call them Goater Girls, short for Girls on the Run. The Goater Girls will be participating in the Strides for Scholarship 5K tomorrow morning at Charlotte High School.
Oh, wow.
And we welcome the community to come and see what we do. It is wonderful to watch these young ladies cross the finish line. If you could see the looks on their faces. And every girl is awarded with a medal, and it doesn't matter how they got to the finish line. They can skip, they can walk, they can run, they can cartwheel if they want. It's about completing the race. So it's a wonderful program.
It sounds so great, you know, and that's empowering women and the word to learn to say no.
Absolutely.
How the Zontas are going to help teach women to say no and make choices. That's so important, which we also do that for our health.
Right. I think awareness is the whole issue of this campaign. I think people like to sweep issues like domestic violence or human trafficking under the rug and not take a look at it. I think there are women that think that type of abuse is acceptable. It's maybe they saw abuse in their home growing up and they think that that's the norm. So this whole initiative and the reason for Zonta is to give the wake-up call that this is not the way you have to live. You don't have to live in this level of fear and concern over things, that you can empower yourself. I appreciated Terry using that word. I think that's probably one of the foundation words to realize their own expectation. And I think that's what really attracted me to Zonta in the beginning, was just to see the help women reach their potential.
That's really wonderful. You were going to say something, David?
Well, yes.
Dr. Wilson.
That's okay. David's fine. Human trafficking starts with younger girls. You wouldn't believe it. 11 to 15 years old is where they're recruited. They're recruited when they have low self-worth. And part of the prevention of having them being used by people who are glorified in this society, they're called pimps. But pimp has been glorified, and it's not a very good word. These people are low life. They're using people. You can sell a drug one time, and you can sell a person over and over and over and over again. And they're people with no heart at all.
Now, that is really, really sad. And I think, again, we've discussed before, it's you got to start at the beginning, the young women, the young girls. And I know, Linda, you were talking about that too, the role models, having role models.
Right. Well, what you learn at a very, very young age. I'll tell you exactly one of the things that made a huge impression on me and why I continue to work in this area, eliminating domestic violence and sexual assault. When I lived in Orlando, I was working with a group that I belonged to, and I was being trained at the shelter in Orange County. And I really didn't know much. I couldn't understand why women would accept violence towards themselves. It's not something that was in my mind. And so I couldn't understand it. So I was being trained to work there. And there was a young woman with our group that was in the facility. She had a toddler and an infant. And she was still recovering. She had bruises on her. And when I saw her, I thought, well, first of all, with this infant, her abuser, who was her husband, he probably didn't think twice about hitting her when she was holding the baby. So the baby was at risk.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So then I see the little girl, who was probably about 3 or 4, and she was playing with another young child who was in the facility, and they were in a play area, you know, the Fisher-Price fake stove setups. And this is what they said. The little girl sees the little boy, and she says, oh, let's play house. And so they're standing around this little stove. She says, I'll be the mommy, and you be the daddy, and I'm cooking dinner, and you come home from work, and then you hit me, and then we have dinner. And that was how they were playing.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so sad. That is so sad.
That was their normal. Right then, it's like, okay, this is where I need to be, and I'm going to do what I can do, awareness and public outreach to let people know. We have to really show our young children how to live in a peaceful, nonviolent relationship and family. And they have to learn that at a very young age so that their normal is a peaceful, emotionally happy life.
And that's so important because being, as you all know, I have a prevention center, prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. I'm a family physician. And stress, we know that stress causes. First of all, you make bad choices of what to eat, what to drink. People use drugs for stress. Second of all, we also know people won't take care of themselves, their health, and it causes inflammation of your arteries, which builds plaque up in your arteries. So it's all intertwined. It's so important. That story, it's heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking.
And that's what made you decide to work in this area?
That was my mission in life, where I wanted to give my time for volunteering, was in the area of domestic violence and women's issues.
That's really wonderful. And Terry, how did you get into this?
Well, I am an, although I'll tell you, Girls on the
You're
Run
a
is
runner,
not
a, right?
Yes. How'd you guess?
I heard you talking. You're a runner.
I am. I love to run. It's what I do for health and fitness and for stress relief, like
yes.
you were talking about. It's what I do in choosing a healthy lifestyle. And I just enjoy it. To me, it's fun. You know, it's yeah. a fun activity. So, so yes, although we're not a running program, running is part of the catalyst that got me involved with Girls on the Run. But also, I'm blessed to be the mother of two beautiful young ladies.
Oh.
I have two daughters attending Charlotte High School. And
which, by the way, you cannot believe that this lady looks too young.
I was thinking the same thing.
Two high school students, so much. Which, you know, Charlotte High is my alma mater. I went to Charlotte High School.
Excellent. Well, yeah, they both attend Charlotte High School. But I'm as a young mother when I was raising my girls at when they were very young, I became aware that. You know, things are just different now. Like I was talking about, what they see on TV, what they see in magazines, you know, what they experience through videos and such that they see, you know, the whole thing with YouTube and the videos they can pull up and such. I wanted my daughters to grow up feeling empowered. I wanted them to grow up feeling confident, knowing they could do whatever they wanted to do. And I didn't want them to ever limit themselves. I didn't want them to ever feel like they were less than because they didn't look like a Barbie doll, you know. So that tie-in between, you know, wanting so much for my daughters, I want that for our entire community of young ladies, you know. I'm hoping that at some point in Charlotte County we'll be able to look back maybe 20 years down the road and see that we have less teen pregnancy, we have less young ladies dropping out of school, that more of our high school seniors are going off to college and getting an education.
So important.
And like you, grow up here, go to college, really become something, and come back and make a difference in the community. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that maybe 20 years, 25 years down the road, we can look back and go, Girls in the Run had a hand in that. So,
and that is really wonderful. And I think also, and I thank you for that. I love growing up here, but I have to thank my parents.
Yes.
I had wonderful parents.
Me too.
You are involved with your children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another message. Involved mm-hmm. with your kids.
Absolutely.
Okay, so maybe you don't understand everything they're doing. Be there. Participate. Mm-hmm. Show them that you love. My mother was a PTA, you know, president. I was in Girl Scouts. And all that involvement. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember as a child, we had a pony. I was so little, my mother would walk my sister and I around the block with a pony so that we could ride our ponies because we were little kids. So that involvement with your children mm-hmm. is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I know Judy for a long time, and she is so iconic because of all that she's done. It was called the VOTEC at that one time.
Right.
And being in charge of that and helping to give young people skills. What a passion.
Thank you. You know, I was one of those lucky girls that knew what I wanted to be when I was about 7 years old. I never had any variance. I wanted to be a nurse. And so I prepared myself to do that. And once I got into nursing and realized I like to teach. And so having a gift for teaching, then I started teaching nursing. And
wow.
I ended up in Florida really to care for my mother who had retired. My mom and dad had retired here. So I moved my family down here, and we had a lack of nurses in our county. We were looking abroad to hire nurses to bring into county. So one thing led to the other, and getting the technical center going and having roots there from the very beginning was a nice career path for me. But really just being able to see women come with low esteem or no skills, or having a script written for them that they weren't capable of doing anything, and watching them invest in a year of school and leave with a career and a way to support their families. And I think that's actually how I met Linda, because she was on our advisory committee for our programs, because she had pretty much a non-traditional career in the telephone business that was a ranking position, was a great role model for our students.
You know, and I know some of the people who might be listening, they may be older and be a grandparent, but you know, grandparent involvement, have you not seen that that's important also?
Very important.
How important. And many in my patients, many of my patients who are grandparents are actually raising their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to take over for many different reasons. Mm-hmm. So again, being involved. Well, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and we're going to take a tiny little break. We have so much to bring to you. Please stay, listen, and we'll be here. And we have with us Judy Wilson and Linda Lusk, Dr. David Wilson, and Terry Hart.
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. We encourage you to visit their center in Port Charlotte and visit their new website, which is TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A Prevention Center, all one word, .com. To catch up on previous shows, there's also an archive going back to the beginning of the show, covering a wide variety of topics. Dr. Triana is accepting new patients currently, and we'll ask the doctor to give her phone number out in just a little bit. In the meantime, if you'd like to call the program, our numbers are 941-206-1188 and toll-free at 888-441-1580. And now, back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Thank Thank you so much, Zane. And thanks, everybody. I have four wonderful guests here today. And really, it's such a group of great leaders trying to help their community through volunteer, role modeling, and leadership. And I'll start now with Dr. Wilson. Dr. Wilson, could you tell us, what is the Charlotte County Coalition Against Human Trafficking? You told us about what is human trafficking, but what is this coalition?
It's people that have gotten together to make people aware of what's going on. I mean, you can say human trafficking, and someone will say, human what? What is that? They don't know anything about it. And it's people that are together and trying to get ourselves educated and try and get the point across to educate the public that this is actually something that's going on.
And who's on that commission? The coalition.
Yeah, Linda, why don't you speak to that as one of their co-chairs?
I am one of the co-chairs of the coalition, along with Arthur Lee, a retired minister from the Englewood area. And it's basically a group to educate ourselves about what trafficking is, what it looks like, how you can identify it, and providing public outreach so people are informed. It just so happens that Florida is one of the top three states in the United States for trafficking, not a ranking that's really wonderful to have on our record. But we have a lot of coastline. We have a lot of agriculture and labor, migrant labor, so the labor aspect of trafficking. We have some major cities. We have a lot of major events like Super Bowls and big conventions. And when that happens, trafficking activity ramps up. Human trafficking is an over $30 billion a year industry, criminal industry, and that is why it is so prevalent.
So let's say someone thinks that somebody might be abused or involved with that. What does one person do?
If someone thinks that they see something out there that looks like trafficking to them, they need to call local law enforcement. They can call the crime numbers where you call in tips. I don't have that number on me. Or you can call local information through the sheriff's office or 911 and report it. The thing that you should never do if you think you're seeing some type of trafficking is you should never try to involve or intervene. These are criminal enterprises, and these are not good people. Do not get yourself personally involved. If you see it, you need to report it.
And let me add that she said it's second only to drug trafficking. So this is big.
It's a big thing.
And in fact, many of the drug traffickers, the law enforcement information that we have is that drug trafficking is shifting to human trafficking for some of the reasons David referred to earlier. You make a lot of money and you can reuse your resources. You sell drugs, you have to replenish it. With victims, you just keep using them until they're used up.
They sell the same person over and over again.
It's so sad.
And the Crime Stoppers number is 1-800-780-TIPS, T-I-P-S. So if you see something, that is a number that's good to call to report it.
That's really, really important. And you were saying, Terry, not in the human trafficking, but when these young people, which many people who are being exploited may not come from different countries or be migrant, your program is trying to tell girls, okay, say no, I can empower myself and not be exploited, correct?
Correct. Dr. Wilson gave me a pamphlet earlier that showed some of the tactics that human traffickers use. And basically they prey on women or young women. And, you know, if you can catch girls when they're very young and empower them and speak into them positive things, that you can develop a mindset that hopefully as they grow up, they will know their potential, and they will not fall prey to these kind of tactics. And it's obvious that they look for women who have already been most likely abused, and who have low self-esteem. And, you know, if you can catch girls when they're young, before these cycles start, and you can really empower them and help them to believe. And part of the program is teaching them to be intentional with their choices, but then they accomplish something. And most of them accomplish something that they didn't know that they could do. So then when they accomplish something, they go, wow, I could do that. I just did that. That's amazing. I feel great. That brings builds that confidence level in them. So it's very important to, at a very young age, start speaking into young ladies' lives that you can do what you want to do. You can grow up and you can be someone and really be a good member of your community and work in your community and give back.
The pleasure of accomplishment.
It's wonderful.
It's such a pleasure. And to, I mean, everyone here, I know I love my patients so much. And I know they love me because they tell me, you know, we love you. And it's so important, that feeling that you're connecting with another human and you're saying, let me see what I can do to help you. Mm-hmm. You know, the little things, the little details. Mm-hmm. What, right?
Yes. And, you know, I think this Zonta Says No is a launching point that we want to actually be giving some talks to clubs, organizations, youth groups where we would find girls and young men to bring these issues forward, because an attitude of complacency is going to get us nowhere. So to make it visible and begin to talk about these preventive aspects is really what we would like to do.
That's really great. And I agree. Reaching out to different groups of people and let them know, some of these, many of these things that are happening, these services, I did not know were available. I didn't know there was victim availability. That's really great to know that. To know that these young women are given doing a run of 5K and that they feel great and they get across the line. You know, that's important. Mm-hmm. The Zonta. And David, what brought you into the fold here? My husband, he's so cute. He says, there's so much estrogen in the room. Let's throw some testosterone out there.
good for Mel. Part of the problem is of trafficking and domestic violence is the good old boy system, and it's good for a guy to get in there and talk to other guys about this. A lot of the girls that are and boys that are taken over by these traffickers they're taken over by people their own age. It's not just the older guy that comes and says, "Oh, you look cute. You know, you look much older than you look. You know, and I'll take care of you." And they wine and dine them, and then all of a sudden they're in servitude and they're locked up and they're having to perform sex acts six times a night. And they're told, you know, if you tell on us, we're gonna kill your parents.
Oh my
goodness! We're gonna kill your sister. These people are vicious, and like I said before, we glorify this term pimp, and that they're not good people. These people is a loose term for them. They're low life.
Now, but you also said you're a Zonta member.
Oh yes,
I feel that must be because you want to also share your time with your lovely wife.
Well, I've gotten some flack from being a Zonta member from even some of the husbands of the Zonta members.
Really?
And, oh, yes, yes.
What was the flack?
Just raising eyebrows and stuff like that. You know, like, oh, do your thing, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'll tell you one thing. I probably wouldn't be a Zonta member if it hadn't been for my lovely wife.
Okay, well, that's good.
But now that I'm in and now that I'm committed to this, this is quite a worthwhile endeavor, and we've got to stop this.
Actually, I went to the Zonta website, and it was excellent. It had all kinds of information, and I think I want to make sure everyone, you know, we still have time, but to how like your Zonta, it's Zon, I forgot, I think it was Zonta.org.
Yes. Okay. That is the...
I went to the website.
Right.
And it's very important that people can connect with these organizations. So if you give us your website, does CARE have a website?
Yes, we do. People can get information about our local facility. It's www.carefl.org. And there's a lot of information about our services, contact numbers, and before we close, I'll give our hotline numbers as well.
Okay, great. And you do they still have safe houses?
We have a facility for crisis intervention. When someone is in direct danger, they can come into the facility. We've had a fairly full facility most of this year, and families, young children mostly. And they might stay, I would say, an average of 4 to 6 weeks and work with their case managers to get things turned around and start making different choices and decisions about employment, going back to school, child care, family support, all of the things that they need to do to get things in place to make changes in their lives.
And if anybody wants to give us a call, again, it's 206-1580. We still have time. So if you have any questions, give us a call. Does the Girls on the Run have a website?
We do. And you know what? We just updated our web address, so I don't know it offhand. If you go to either Google or Bing and Google Girls on the Run of Southwest Florida, it'll take you there.
Now, is this a program in the whole country or just Southwest Florida?
No, there is a Girls on the Run International, and it is a program that's offered in cities all across America and then also in Canada. So it's an international program.
Is there a fee for this?
It is a fee-based curriculum. However, I have to thank Charlotte County Public Schools because when we started Girls on the Run, we only started 4 years ago locally.
Oh, wow.
We started 4 years ago. We started at two schools. And then by the next year, we're in the majority of schools. And now we've been in all the elementary schools and middle schools. What we do is we have the buy-in from Charlotte County Public Schools, so we kind of use the guideline is if you qualify for free or reduced lunch in the schools, we do the same with Girls on the Run. And our statistics are that pretty much the girls attending statistically bear the same weight as free and reduced lunch with the schools. So we have some who pay for the curriculum, others who pay just a little, and then we have some that go free. And we do a number of fundraisers. The 5K, every April, we host our own 5K. And the spring Goder graduates run that, but it's also open to the community. Mm-hmm. And that is also a fundraiser for us. So we do a number of fundraisers a year. Also in May, we host Luna Fest, which is another, it's a festival we have. It's a series of short films about women, for women, made by women. And that's another fundraiser we do. And that's where we get our scholarship money for our young ladies who need help financially.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, and Judy, and Zonta has a lot of other programs too.
Yes, we, if you go to the Zonta.org website, you'll see primarily the international activities of Zonta, that every biennium they focus on issues around the world, and our funds and fundraising that we do goes to that. But we have really committed right now to human trafficking in supporting the coalition here in town and trying to get ourselves organized to begin to educate people about recognizing trafficking and how to report it and so forth that Linda's mentioned to you. And then with this Zonta Says No, we yes. want to be known to be against domestic violence. So orange is our color, and we will be putting ribbons on trees. We will be wearing orange bracelets. We are members of our local Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be at their holiday expo next week.
Oh, wow.
And just be promoting this with everyone. And it's an issue close to our community.
Very. Oh, and as our community has grown, as you know, I grew up here my whole life. And when I say went to Charlotte High School, that was the only high school back then. There wasn't the other schools. So we have really, community has grown. And all these activities are so important as our community gets larger and we get people from other parts of the world and also from other states and more and more young people. When I grew up here, we felt it was, when you're a kid, you think it was everybody was over 50 was older. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Yeah.
What's your question, caller?
I wanted to ask, I'd like to, who pays the light bill for all these girls that need protection and have to find even a temporary home? And the reason I'm calling this time is because I'd like to donate. Not much, mind you, because I donate to other things. But if they would get, it doesn't have to be a tax-free thing because my income is so minor, I don't have to worry about that. But I would like to donate a few dollars, perhaps every other month, to help the cause.
Well, thank you, caller, for calling. I think Linda can address that. Can you?
I can, and thank you very much for calling and for your very generous offer. The facility in Charlotte County, the shelter and the area that provides services to victims and survivors, does get some grant money, but we also need donations to keep the lights on, as you say. And our mailing address is Post Office Box 510234, and that's Punta Gorda, 33951.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you, Linda. And again, I think we need to bring it back into the family. You know, you were saying about violence, domestic violence. It doesn't just affect the victim. You were telling us that the whole family, the community.
Correct. Well, think about when we have a person come into the shelter, or if we have a family who maybe isn't in the shelter, but the mother and the children come in for counseling for some period of time. Think about being a young child who has seen your parents in this violent relationship, and maybe one parent is not in the home anymore. You love your parents, but you're also angry. How do you deal with that? You don't know as a young child how to deal with those emotions. We have a wonderful counselor who helps us at our facility, and she works directly with the young children to help them express their feelings and deal with those anger issues and understand what it means and that it's okay to be angry about the situation. How are you going to deal with that? But it's also, you still love your parents. That's totally understandable.
Correct.
So the programs are very targeted to young children at the appropriate age with books and art and computer programs. She works with them. So we do have assistance for those young children. And hopefully by having them get tools at an early age that they can deal with those frustrating feelings and conflict, they can move to a place where they have a healthy relationship when they become an adult.
What if somebody wants to get involved in your organization and volunteer? Who do they call?
If anyone is interested in volunteering, they can call our main telephone number, which is 941-639-5499. You can ask to speak to me or the volunteer coordinator and just let people know you're interested in volunteering. If someone wants to volunteer and work on our hotline, which runs 24/7, 365 days a year, that does take specialized training that we provide. We also have opportunities for people to work who don't want to be that technically involved with that level at our reuse stores at the recycle centers in the county in Englewood and Port Charlotte. And people can come in there and volunteer their time, pricing items, moving things around, helping customers. So there are opportunities for volunteers, and not just CARE, but all nonprofit organizations in Charlotte County always have opportunities for volunteers, and it helps us do the business that we do.
That's really great. And Terry, if somebody wants to volunteer to help your organization.
Absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers. One of the things I failed to mention is that when young ladies run these 5Ks, we need running buddies, people to go along with them. So we don't just let them take off for 3 miles on their own. We have someone who runs with them. So we do need volunteers.
I thought they run around the track 3 miles.
Oh, no.
They go through the community?
Yes, whatever the route is for that 5K. So we're always looking for volunteers. If someone would like to volunteer, by all means, they can give me a call. And the best number to contact me is 941-627-5626 and just ask for Terry Hart and I can help you out.
That's really great. And Judy, tell us if somebody wants to volunteer, get involved.
Yes, with Zonta, I would like them to call us at 941-380-0877 and we can give them information about our meetings or talk about speaking at their organization. We continue to look for business partners that align with our mission. And I certainly want to highlight our scholarship program. That's the culmination of each year that we award scholarships to not only high school graduates, GED graduates, but also to women reentering the workforce. So that is something that Zonta is well known for in the Charlotte County community.
So, David, you want to talk about volunteering for this, for the coalition?
The coalition, I have some numbers that are very important. If you're interested in learning about human trafficking, there is a www.humantraffickingawareness.org. There's a national human trafficking hotline, 1-800-373-7888. Of course, if you see somebody that's an immediate risk, you should call 911. I mean, if you see somebody being pulled into a car, you don't want to go to a website. Use your common sense.
That's very important. So I think the in medicine, we have what we call pearls. What is the take-home message of what you're studying, what you're reading? And I think the take-home message here is awareness. Am I correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Awareness of the problem. Getting active to participate, get involved through volunteering, mm-hmm. and knowing that this affects us all. That, as I've always said, and that I'm not, it's not my knowledge is power. And Absolutely. By knowing that this is available, that this happens in our community and how it affects our health. But remember, it's not just our health, it's our family's health. Our community's health, because we all want to feel safe and loved and protected and feel that we can achieve what we want to achieve. And I think each one of you in your leadership, and you take time out. I mean, what a passion. It's really wonderful that each of you do that and give so much to your community with such passion. David and Judy, I know you all are very passionate about this. And the Zonta, and you've been a Zonta member for 18 years, you said?
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's fabulous. And Linda, you've worked with CARE for a long time, you said.
I joined the board originally in the mid-90s, and I was board chair for a number of years. And I'll just mention, for anyone who might be interested, the annual CARE Ball is scheduled for January 25th, 2014, and that will be at the Event Center.
Oh, and I know you get a great turnout, don't
great
you?
Great turnout. It's a wonderful time. I guarantee you'll have a great time.
And we're looking at how many people usually show up?
Generally somewhere in the range of 400, 450.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And if anybody is interested, the information is on our website about the CARE Ball.
Oh, wow. That's really great. And Terry, your participation, you said it's been here for 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
And you said you did it because of you wanted to get your daughters involved?
Well, I know what I want for my daughters, and I know everybody wants the best for their children, and I just wanted to give back to my community and empower young ladies in our entire community.
As you know, I grew up here. Actually, my family's been here since 1960, and to
it's
know
amazing.
All yeah, since 1960, it's a wonderful to hear all the different organizations. I was a Girl Scout. That was the main thing that I did when I was young. I was very involved in school. And to see all the different activities that we have now and resources available to our community through Zonta, through the Coalition Against... Now, the Coalition Against Trafficking, they actually are going to be... Are they going to be doing a fundraiser or an event? Or they're just...
Most of the activity recently has been public awareness and providing speakers so people can become informed. Okay. Long-term planning, not really sure, but working with law enforcement and working with the community just to make the public aware of what trafficking looks like and what you need to do to report it.
Because I've mentioned human trafficking, and I was met with a blank stare. They had no idea what it was. So we really need to know what it is first.
That's true. And of course, the close association that you have with our wonderful people that work in law enforcement. And I say people because it's men and women.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, it's actually they have an office behind my office. So I always feel very safe also because they're right there and I see them in the parking lot. I'm on Harbor Boulevard. And so in the back, I see. And I also see how they have young people that they help do. I don't know what the name of what it's called. It's some kind of a junior type program for young people.
I think it's called Police Explorers.
Yes. And I see them in the parking lot there. And I think that's really great, too. Again, targeting, giving education to young people. That's the only resource we have in this country. It's the most important, not the only, but when I say only, meaning I think it's important. The most important resource. So we're about to end the program. I want to thank my guest, and I'm going to have each one of you just give us last words. I'll start with you, David.
Yes. All right.
Would you like to say anything else before we end the program?
Yes, I really appreciate the ability to come on here and tell everybody about this because it's something we feel deeply about. And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I would just like to say, again, November 25 is the beginning of 16 days of activism supported by our United Nations, actually, for around the world, for Zonta to say no and encourage our business partners and others to get behind it and to endorse the work being done.
And I have to interject. Judy is like a fairy godmother. She helped one of my family members when he was young in school, and she definitely has such a great place in my mother and my family's heart. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Terry, you want to talk to us?
Yes, I'd like to invite the community to come out tomorrow morning to Charlotte High School to the Strides for Scholarships 5K and see exactly what we do at Girls on the Run. See that celebration run of all those young ladies completing the 5K, all 150 of them.
Oh, my, 150?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
And they have a great Facebook page. I found it online just by Googling.
Thank you. Yes, we do.
And, you know, if you want to see our show, you can, our picture of us doing the show, it's on the Facebook page. Linda?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk. And let me give our hotline numbers. For Charlotte County, 941-627-6000. And for Englewood, 941-475-6465. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to all my guests. This is the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. As you know, this is live talk radio. We're here to promote good health, good spiritual being, and good mental health. God bless you all. Thank you.